I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, Michigan? Doug Karsh, Gator is out on this Monday. Kang is back, the producer, from his Disney cruise. We'll get updates in the noon hour on the Disney cruise. Kang said something happened on the cruise. I would have been proud of him. I'm intrigued. As a dad whose kids are now out of the house and you have two young daughters, I'm fascinated to hear what this is. We'll get to it in the noon hour. Monday's main Champ and Chump. Get your Champ and Chump nominations in. We just had a caller bring up something really interesting, and I like workshopping ideas. He said nobody wants to see Tulane and James Madison get pounded in the college football playoff. Now, we already have a wildly popular system that is an absurd way to choose a champion. March Madness is an absurd way to choose a champion. Literally, you are letting teams in that have no shot. And we all acknowledge it. But it's entertaining. I'm not saying it's not entertaining. Oh, it's entertaining. It's very entertaining. But it's kind of a ridiculous thing to make favored teams, teams that have spent all season earning the right to play for a national champion, have to run the risk of playing games against teams that have no shot, which can and you can lose those games and you'd be taken out of the equation. In no other sport would we say let an unworthy team in and let a worthy team have to face them in a one and done. Like it as a general rule, college basketball has maybe the most entertaining and the least logical postseason. With that said, it's kind of happening here in college football in that it's the five highest ranked conference champions, which means the door is open for the Sun Belt and the American. And this season we had an exception. This is not the rule. It's an exception in that those two conferences both have teams ranked higher than the ACC champion, which got left out. His point was nobody wants to see these teams have a group of five playoff. And I don't hate that idea. I suspect in a group of five, I mean, look, you would take Western Michigan and they would get the max spot. And I don't know how big they'd make it, but maybe you'd have the possibility of eight teams in a group of five playoff. And I added something though. I did add, he said, nobody wants to see these teams. Just don't let them in. I added, unless they qualify. And by that, I mean become an at-large team. If James Madison was so good that they eventually were in the top 10 or the top 12, then they would deserve a spot with the big boys if they're going to be part of Division 1A or the bowl subdivision or whatever the hell they call it now. So now, to do that, schools like James Madison and Tulane would have to schedule more big boys. And I'm looking at like James Madison in the future, they got Virginia Tech. got North Carolina. They don't have enough big boys on their schedule that would likely get them a top 12 spot, but whatever. Point being, I don't hate that idea. I don't. I think it's good enough. I would take far more interest seeing Western Michigan or Central or Eastern in some sort of group of five playoff than, you know, the bowl games, the game above bowl, which is, you know, it's good one and done and all that, but it's great for the school and the students and the team, but would it be more fun to watch them in a group of five playoff? Yeah, I think it would. And then those group of five games could take up the Boca Raton Bowl and the R&L Carriers Bowl could host a group of five games. It's not a bad idea. I don't know. Eastern, Western, Central fans, do you like it? 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Ernie in Swartz Creek, you're on 97.1. Hello, Ernie.
Hey. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I love your show because you look for different opinions, and it's just not all what you think. And you can tell Gator I said that, even though he's not there today.
I will pass it along.
Anyway, about this playoff thing for the lesser rates.
Yeah.
I'm a Central Michigan grad. I'm a proud Central Michigan grad.
Yeah.
Season ticket holder, donator. I watch him every chance I get. 1974 national champions. And I don't care what anybody says. It was Division II. Okay, fine. But we beat Delaware fair and square.
Who amongst us can forget?
Yeah. And the Blue Hens with the Michigan helmets.
Yep.
So anyway, to get to that guy's point, which I think was excellent, when I get up on Saturday morning and I go and I turn my sports on and Central Michigan is playing, and that's what I root for. Uh-huh. I'm a Chippewa through and through, but I'm also a Michigan fan. Now, not to the extent that I am a Chippewa, but I am a Michigan fan. And the way I kind of look at this, there's like a three-pronged way I look at this, is number one, when I'm watching Michigan play Central, and I'm rooting for Michigan, because if Michigan was to beat Central, like they should, and they go on and run the table, they have a legitimate chance to win the big boy national championship.
Right.
If Central was to beat Michigan and run the table, they're going to end up 21st or 24th or something.
So Central, your point is Central isn't playing for the same stakes, so you don't want them to undermine Michigan's chances.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the other thing is I want to have Central to be able to play Michigan because – you know, like it or not, they get more money getting their ass beat by Michigan.
Ernie, it funds
those games,
Ernie, the MAC schools play on the road against the big boys, carry their athletic departments. That and the TV deals they have to play on Tuesday and Wednesday nights, because those get numbers and the schools get paid. Look, I think it's a fascinating idea. It probably, you know, will go nowhere, but I love the idea, group of five playoffs, separate from, and don't guarantee a Sun Belt champion a spot in the playoff unless they qualify as one of the top 12 teams. You know, if they earn it, then great. But 248-539-9797. Danny is next on 97.1. Hello, Danny.
Hello, Doug, and welcome back, Kane. Tap a chump for you. Been down to Indiana three times to see Michigan play. Greatest fans. Yeah. I don't like getting in and out of Bloomington, but what a great story. I really do love it, great story.
Indiana feels like a school that for now everybody can get behind. And look, you know, if they go on to like win the national championship, you know, people might say, okay, that's cool, but enough. but for now, I think everybody's behind it.
You've dealt with the fans. They're
great. And there's a back way in and out. if you look at some of the small country roads that can get you out of Bloomington, you know, they've got that big, not that big highway, but I've figured out how to get out of Bloomington relatively quickly. And it's,
well, you're a genius because I've been lost like you can't believe. But,
right?
My chump's Notre Dame. Need not say more. You know, litany of reasons. Notre Dame's my chump.
Well, look, in Notre Dame, they can sit here and they can make the case that they deserve it because they held on to that spot. The problem is, as the rankings, as you get more and more data points, it changes the way you look at it. And those data points are important. And once they're all in, like if they hadn't updated this thing every single week, I don't think there'd be nearly as much angst and people wouldn't be nearly as upset. They got to get rid of the TV show. I've never seen anything do more damage to public relations than updating these things every week. First of all, it leads to a massive amount of bitching in the middle of October before we even really have a clue who the worthy teams are or whenever they first come out. There's too much football left to be played to think that these things are final, and people get upset. And look, it's one thing between healthy debate, but it's another thing. Well, right now, how many people around the country think the process is a joke? I don't think the process is a joke. It's a fact that they do this TV show every week. It's creating more and more animosity towards the committee in a thankless job. Is there a worse job than being the committee chair and having to go on television every week and explain this thing only to get bashed everywhere? And I don't think you even get paid for it. I think it just is a bullet point on your resume. Hey, I was the committee chair. And you know what happens? In the end, everybody hates you.
Yeah, but you know my hot take on that, Doug, is I think they like it. It's like the Jerry Jones thing. He wants to be talked about. Yes, even if they're bitching all, as long as everyone's bitching, as long as everyone's reacting, that's what they want. Would we even be talking about the college football bracket today if there wasn't any controversy?
I mean, we might be, but
not as much as we are.
Not as much as we are. But I'm not that hard up for content.
You aren't. You aren't. You know what I mean? I know the way you operate.
Plenty
Doug.
Other things we can talk
Doug,
about.
You don't operate like that, and I respect that. I understand that. But a lot of people out there do. Okay, and it's all clicks and views and reactions and all this stuff. And that's why college football does the preseason rankings and the polls, even though it's unnecessary, it means nothing. It's to get people talking, get the mojo going, get the blood flowing.
I mean, I guess the question is, does it do more damage than it's worth? And that's my issue with the whole thing. But hey, look, let's get to your phone calls and feedback. Ticket text 248-539-9797. Coming up at 11:20, I'll make a bold college basketball prediction. That at 11:20. Here on 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, so Green Bay did us a solid by beating Chicago yesterday to set up a Detroit-Chicago game for whatever they're playing for at the end. They might be playing for a wild card spot. They might be playing for the division championship. But either way, we needed Chicago to absorb one loss. Now we need Chicago or Denver to do us a solid. Actually, we need them both to do us a solid. We need Green Bay to lose twice. And so four games to go. Green Bay is at Denver and at Chicago the next 2 weeks. Very losable games. Go Bo Nix and the Broncos. That would help. A game yesterday featured something that I felt like this repeated pattern. Chicago faced 8 third and ones or fourth and ones. They converted the first 6. The ones that they didn't, they had third and one on their final possession and fourth and one on their final possession and didn't make it on the third and one and then threw the interception on fourth and one. Green Bay came up with the big stop just in time. So here we go. Lions in much better shape than a week ago as far as the resume for the postseason and this year. What they're not, they lost Brian Branch, and that sucks. And, I mean, a little while ago we thought they were going to get Frank Ragnow back. But, look, I mean, the formula is kind of similar to last year, and that is they're just going to have to outscore everyone. And this time they're going to have to do it with no Brock Wright and no Sam Laporta, their first two tight ends. Why I named Wright first, I don't know, but I did. Are they more equipped to make this run? Probably not, although you can make a case that there are two players specifically that are better than they were a year ago on offense. One is Jahmyr Gibbs. The other is Jameson Williams. And so, you know, it's going to have to be shootout city. Most likely, defense is just going to have to find a way to get enough stops here and there. It felt like we came out of Thursday going, good job, defense. They gave up 30 points. And yet it felt like they did stuff, they did enough to win the game. You know, given the matchup with Dallas and the way Dallas was playing, it felt like the worst possible matchup at that time. Dallas with all the additions, the interior, their defensive line against the Lions' interior, the offensive line that struggled a little bit. Dallas with Dak Prescott against a banged up Detroit secondary and a Detroit pass rush that hadn't done much in a few weeks. And then what happens? Well, Lions actually run the ball a little bit, protect the quarterback a little bit, better than we expected. And they forced two interceptions out of Dak. And now there is something else that could be a factor here. And I'm intrigued. Keep your eye on Miles Frazier. Could Miles Frazier be in a late season debut that helps the interior of the offensive line? They seem to be pretty encouraged by what the rookie brought to the table. So. Anyway, I said I'd make a bold-ass prediction. I kind of wanted to go twofold, but I'm not sure I'm ready to go there. College basketball over the weekend, Michigan State loses to Duke. Michigan annihilates Rutgers. And I'm like, okay, they play January 30th. Here's the bold-ass prediction. Michigan will be 20-0 when they go to East Lansing. I think there's a chance Michigan State could be 20-1, but they're scheduled a little bit tougher than Michigan. Penn State may be good. We don't really know yet. They have Indiana tomorrow. That might be a prove-it game for them. Michigan State also has two ranked teams in USC and Indiana, but they're both at the Breslin Center, and they're at Nebraska, who's 9-0. Michigan has Villanova tomorrow at Chrysler. At Washington could be a challenge, and then they got Penn State and USC at home. It wouldn't be shocking if Michigan is 20-0 and Michigan State is 20-1. But I'll hold the bold-ass prediction. Michigan's 20-0 when they go to East Lansing on January 30th. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Carson Anderson. Anderson's out today. Let's go to John. You're next on 97.1. Hello, John.
Hello.
What's up?
Well, I think you know, and most people really involved with football know, and basketball, college sports in particular, it's getting to be where with the NIL and the transfer portal that they might as well just start having a draft, and all the big schools that got the millions of dollars for NIL money, they just start picking up the best players from the minor leagues, if you want to call it. You know, and I think,
well,
as long as you got the NIL, the transfer portal, 1 year, I mean, you can just jump from year to year. I don't care what sport it is anymore, even the girls. I mean, volleyball,
but
basketball.
John, hold on. You can't force kids to go to schools they don't want to.
I agree, but if you stick the money in front of them, they're going to.
Well,
let's face it. You know, if somebody offers me, say I'm a woman's volleyball player, and somebody offers me $50,000 to jump to another school, I don't care if I really want to go, about $50,000. Yeah, I think I might just do that.
But what if you don't want to?
Sports is getting to be.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's more like pros than it's ever been. I just, your idea of holding a draft. Now, the one thing about college sports that on the surface is starting to look absurd is they morph into being professionals. Everyone's a free agent every year. Nick Saban walked away in part, he said, because he was sick of recruiting his own roster. A coach doing their due diligence has to sit down with every player on their roster after every season and pretty much negotiate them staying or leaving. And I'm all for embracing change. I don't want to be the old guy just bitching about everything without solutions. I think they should look into length of contracts. When you sign an NIL deal, it is binding. You can leave your school, but you have to sit out a year if you break an NIL deal. It is binding, though, for 1, 2, 3, or 4 years. And the player in the school can negotiate that. You could be a three-star that says, if I go to this school, you will keep me for 4 years if I sign this NIL deal, even if I'm not playing, I'll take it. Or you could be a four-star that says, I want to be year-to-year, and the school have to decide, no, we want you for 2 years. But those things would be binding, because free agency after every season, which is essentially what this is, feels a bit crazy. And I also think coaches' contracts should be binding too, by the way. You sign a coach for 6 years, he can't leave, and you can't fire him. I think all this stuff should be binding. Why not? But it's not the way it works. But hey, if I ran the game, these are the things I would do to just settle it down, get some stability. Saturdays are still great. That's the crazy thing is. For me, it hasn't infiltrated my Saturdays. Saturdays, from beginning to end, from the first, we're coming to your city all the way through to that late night West Coast game. I love it. And then all the other stuff happens, and it's trying to get you to sour on the game, it feels like. But 248-539-9797. Let's go to Kevin in a truck. You're next. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
My champ is the Detroit Lions for beating Dallas, and I say they're going to go all the way. They're going to win the next four.
Wow. Why are you so chesty they're going to get on a roll and win the next four?
Because I just feel it in my heart. I think they're due. They're well overdue. And I am a true Lions fan. I am not one of these. See, that's what my chump vote is all these Lions fans that say they're Lions fans as soon as they lose a couple of games. Oh, well, that's it. SOL, you know, yada, yada. No, I'm a Lions fan. They're going to win. They're going to come back. Goff is a great quarterback. I don't care what anybody says about, well, he's not mobile. So what? Give him a good offensive line. He's a great quarterback.
Well, I mean, look, every quarterback needs a help with something, and some variables are more important to ones than the other. There's a lot of immobile. Well, there's not a lot. There's fewer, I guess, than there ever has been. But right now, the best team in the NFC has Matt Stafford at quarterback, and he's not particularly mobile. And he won a Super Bowl recently.
Well, you know, hey.
Anyway.
We all get lucky.
Yeah.
But anyways, hey, guess what?
What? Check you out.
Did you hear the horn?
Yeah, I did. Where are you, Larry?
No, this is Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Where are you, Kevin? My apologies.
I just left Marine City. I'm heading kind of northwest. I got to head back to Flint and then up to Midland.
Marine City to Flint to Midland. What are you hauling today?
Right now, I've got nothing. I had automotive parts on coming down, and then I'm going to haul plastic regrind back up to Midland.
Nice. Well, have a great day. Be safe out there, Kevin.
You too. You guys have a great day. Go Lions.
Go Lions. 248-539-9797. Tons of feedback coming in. We'll get to that. We'll get to more of your phone calls. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Gator's out today. It's the Carson Anderson program. Kang, I got a question for you. Kang is back, our producer, after a week on a Disney cruise, and we'll get the full review, including something you did that you think I'll be proud of.
Next Doug, time. I only seek your approval, so I was hoping that...
Is that right?
Yeah. No, but I think you'll be proud of this.
Okay, I'm seeking your approval on something.
Sure.
Last week, we had National Cookie Day.
National Jim Costa Day?
No. No,
oh, his
nickname. No, his nickname is Cookies. Oh. No, not that. Not that. Actual cookies, like National Cookie Day. I ranked my top three cookies.
Oh God,
3, 2, and 1.
Help us all.
I know. I want to know your 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you can think about it if you want some time. But
what was yours?
I want you to come up with yours first. Oh, okay. Before right. I tell you, and on top of that. I will tell you that in my top three, also, Gator had one of the same cookies. So I felt that gave me a little bit of credibility. Out of all of the possible things that we could rank 1, 2, and 3 in the food category, I did not expect Gator and I to have any crossover in anything. But we do with cookies. And in fact, it was our number one cookie. So I want you to think about it. I want to know your top three. You let me know when you're ready, okay?
Got it.
All right. In the meantime, more of your phone calls and feedback, 248-539-9797. Feedback coming in. My champ is going to be Indiana for finishing off a spectacular season. My chump is going to be Notre Dame. I once saw a six-year-old do something similar. I have a feeling that as the dust settles, they're going to regret that move, but maybe not. Four teams max. Remember when one loss in college football was a disaster? I want that back. That's from Erica McComb. Never going to happen. I hope they hold at 12 for some time here because they're never going to take away games that generate revenue. Imagine a 4-team playoff right now. Who would feel slighted? Nobody. The top four teams would have been a perfect representation. That's from Tyler. And that's, you know, that's the thing is that there is an element of truth to the following. because every year is different, some years we might have two teams that are heads and tails, head and shoulders above everybody else, and they should just play for the Natty. Other years we might have seven teams. And some years we might have nine comparable teams that are all in the pool that deserve a shot at the national championship. When you predetermine how big the field is and then shoehorn in each season, there are going to be some years where it doesn't make sense. We have to accept that. The bigger we make it, the more teams that don't deserve, that spend 3 months telling us they don't deserve to play for a national championship, will get a chance to play. Let's stop expanding the thing, please. Scott writes in, you're right, it's like the NCAA is literally trying to make us stop watching, but we like football too much. Well, here's what has to happen, okay? Because again, I don't believe in just bitching without a solution. It's going to take the SEC and the Big Ten, which are the two big boys, to give up some power. And what I mean by that is say, all right, the way this is going, it's a little bit of the old system, a little bit of a new system. Conference expansions diluted everything. What we need to do is give some power to a college football commissioner who can align us all on all of this stuff. Because right now, you have competing factions trying to make the rules. I mean, hell, the Big Ten wants a 24-team playoff. I mean, Tony Petitti is looking to, and why? Short-term money grab. We want as many as our teams that we can get in the playoff because it makes a lot of money. But they also want a private equity deal. And they like, it's all about money, 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 money. Common sense is out the window. And this isn't, everybody knows that. But you need one organizational base that is dictating to everyone how things are going to be, and everybody complies. Get somebody smart, you know, maybe it's just a few people. Maybe it's like a Nick Saban. All right, what should the structure be and how should we do it? That's what the game needs. They need a legitimate commissioner to revamp our system. 248-539-9797. Larry is next on 97.1. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Doug. Hey. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I gotta go back to the caller that suggested, you know, basically a group of five having their own championship.
Yeah.
I'm going to be transparent. My son plays in the MAC, so I'm biased. But I got to disagree. I think, with all due respect, I think it's disrespectful to those kids that play in the Sun Belt and the MAC and, you know, the American.
Okay, Larry, kids, I missed a little bit here. Yeah. Sorry, because we had something going on here. Did you say you're a fan of one of those schools?
My son plays in the MAC.
Okay, that helps. So thank you.
I'm biased.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I've asked for your opinions, so I'm glad you're calling.
So, just as an example, you know, with the portal, he had, you know, he was a transfer from actually Alma, went down there to Ball State.
Okay.
But they had, you know, they get transfers from, you know, the Power Five.
Sure.
You know, Purdue, Cincinnati, Missouri. He said in their summer workouts, those kids that came from those Power Five said, we have never worked this hard at our old schools as they were in there. So I just think, I don't think the guy was meaning to be disrespectful. I think the idea that they have to have their own little, you know, special championship because, you know, they're not good enough, I don't care for that.
Okay, so you, your preference, now I kind of married what we're doing now with, he didn't want Sunbelt, MAC, Mountain West, he didn't want them anywhere near the playoff and have their own separate playoff. Yeah. I said something similar. I said a little bit different. Okay, what about if they qualify as one of the top 12 teams? Otherwise, there's a group of five playoff. Would you be okay with that?
I mean, I guess because, you know, those kids love to, you know, they love to win. They love to win championships regardless of how it's structured, I suppose. So I just don't want legitimate teams that have a chance. I mean, Toledo, was it last year? They were pretty legit.
Do you really think that those conferences do produce teams that are legitimate teams that have a chance to win the national championship?
I think with the portal and NIL, that would certainly not be out of the question.
Okay.
It's not going to be perennial. It's not going to be every year.
Okay. But every year you want them guaranteed a spot. Understand what you're saying. I don't disagree with the idea that a group of five team could eventually become the Gonzaga of college football.
Yeah.
But it's I think they're pretty far off right now.
And well, yeah, sure. It's unlikely. I just don't want them to be looked down upon as second rate citizens in college football.
Okay.
I mean, the CFP is a joke. Three-win Alabama, regular season wins don't matter anymore. The whole thing's a mess.
Larry, I guess I would argue that most people don't agree with you that those teams are going to compete very often. But I asked for your opinion. You gave it. You don't like it. You don't want them to be thought of as second class. I will tell you this. Anybody that's playing Division I football at any level is a elite athlete. Like, they are great athletes just to get that far. Thank you for the phone call. E is in Detroit and next on 97.1. Hi, E.
Hey, I got a championship for you, bro.
Great.
My champ is Notre Dame for standing up to the NCAA. Anytime you go 10-2, you should be in the playoffs. All these guys that won their conference, it's going to be blowouts. The first round of playoffs is going to be horrible. Notre Dame should at least be in the 12th seed or maybe 11th and gave us a nice little upset, a chance for an upset. The first weekend of the playoffs is going to be horrible, horrific. And then my chump is the Browns coach. Shador got you there. He got you to the touchdown, to go for two, and leave Shador in the game. No trick plays. They've been doing Shador wrong all season.
He
should be fired. He should be fired after this.
Okay, so just understand I want to go back to your first point. Any team that goes 10-2 should be in the playoffs. If you took all the 11-2 teams or 10-2 teams and included them in the playoff, that's six more teams from their final rankings. Six more.
You're absolutely correct, but I still think the body of work, I think Notre Dame should be in the top 12.
Over
who? I
think
the Browns coach should be over Tulane.
Over Tulane. Okay, so you don't want the group of five to be guaranteed a spot.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if that's the way you want to see it, you're not the only person that feels that way. It's coming under heavy scrutiny because this year they always said it's the top five rated conference champions. And they do that because they want conference championships to matter. Big Ten SEC, Big 12 ACC. They want there to be some value of being a conference champion. You're playing for a guaranteed spot in the postseason. And then they offered up a fifth so that the highest ranked group of five champion had something to play for. What they never anticipated was that there would be two group of five conferences that had higher rated teams than one of the power four. And with Duke's victory in the ACC title game, they are an unranked conference champion. So the Sun Belt and the American both produce teams that are more highly ranked, which is hard to imagine. Never expected it. Champ and Chump, get your votes in 248-539-9797. Some interesting Scooble reporting that we'll get to in the second half of the show. Can the Lions get hot and stay hot? Look, there was a big win on Thursday, and they're hoping to carry it over to another massive game against the Rams this coming Sunday. Champ and Chump every Monday. Get your votes in. It's Carson Anderson, Gator out today, 97.1. Michigan Auto Law. All right, Kang. Last week you were out. You missed the top three cookie rankings, which I got more positive feedback than maybe any food topic I've ever had. There were also people making fun of me, including one hysterical that said, "Doug, the best thing about your cookies is while the rest of us sprint to the dessert table to get our favorite cookies, you can saunter up and just take as many of yours as you'd like."
Which you know it's going to be there.
Which was funny. But your top three cookies.
All right. So I haven't really given this much thought until you asked me last segment. So then I started, you know, thinking about it, doing some research. Because my only one I'm sure of is my number one. And that's just my go-to. But I'll start with number three. I went with macadamia nut cookies.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Number two, the fudge stripe cookie. I enjoy the fudge stripe cookie a lot.
Okay.
And number one with the bullet, like I said, no matter what, it's just a traditional, chalk it up to the old school, whatever you want. Number one is always going to be chocolate chip for me. And if you want to get specific, the soft batch chocolate chip. I like the, you know, kind of little soft, moist, doughy-ish.
Sure. Okay. So you like a softer chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So for me, at number three was gingerbread. Number two was macadamia nut.
Oh, there we go.
And number one was oatmeal butterscotch.
I knew it was going to be some kind of oatmeal.
Of course.
You love oatmeal.
But Gator, number three was molasses. Number two was some, I think it's the kitchen sink cookie from Panera. And his number one, oatmeal butterscotch. We had the same number one.
Surprising.
A stunning development. But I still, people made fun of my list, but that's fine. But those would be my top three. And yours? Respectable. Respectable. We got the macadamia nut.
Yeah, we both got macadamia nut. You guys, none of you guys didn't go with chocolate chip?
Did not go chocolate chip.
That's very un-American.
It may be.
USA! USA!
Not the intent. I did not think about patriotism when I was ranking my cookies.
I always do, Doug.
Yeah. Champ and Chump votes coming in from an unnamed texter. Champ, the Indiana Hoosiers for beating Ohio State. Excuse me. Chump, Notre Dame, stop crying, join a conference. Well, that's probably one of the strongest messages here. My champ is all true Lions season ticket holders that were at the Dallas game. My chumps, all Lions season ticket holders that sold to freaking Cowboy fans. It's getting a lot of votes.
Yeah, I did notice that when I watched the game that, because it was supposed to be a whiteout, right?
Yes.
And it's tough because there's a lot, the Lions home jersey or, you know, the blue ones everyone loves.
Yeah.
And if that's all you got, you like to wear your Lions gear and you want to wear Lions gear, it's going to be blue. The whiteout, did they have t-shirts out or anything like that, Doug? Do you know about that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe somebody could tell us if they had t-shirts on the
seats.
But
then you could tell like the Cowboy fans because they got similar type colors.
Yeah.
And they weren't wearing white. I don't know.
My champ is Notre Dame for killing the bowl system. Chump, the faux outrage for BYU or Notre Dame being left out, arguing that a team who doesn't even realistically have a path to the championship is just loser noise. So my question is, why do you want the bowl system killed? What's wrong with the bowl system? What did Notre Dame do to kill it? Other teams declined invitations as well. Because the bowl system is just more football that teams that want to play it can play it. Fans watch it. And the reason we know that is because the bowl games get good TV numbers. And you may not care about that, but what is wrong with the bowl system? It's not getting in the way of a playoff anymore, right? They're exhibition games. They're tune-ups for the following year. You know, you could maybe try some things that you wouldn't do during the regular season. See how it works out. You know what the bowl game is to me? It's like a pre-spring game. Spring games are, you know, they're a tough watch sometimes. But if you love football and love a team, you probably eat them up. I find that interesting that you champ Notre Dame for killing the bowl system. The bowl system's kind of harmless now, right? I mean, it used to get in the way of a playoff. It no longer does.
The bowls games turn into like NIT, basically?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's essentially
what
they are.
So, I mean, isn't that what Notre Dame's opting out of is the NIT?
Yes. Essentially, yes. I find that curious. I might be missing something here, but why do you want the bowl system gone? 248-539-9797. Mike is in Fenton, and next time, Mike...
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. Thank you, Mike.
My champ is the Lions. Hopefully my champ next week will be the Lions. My chump is Notre Dame for their decision. And a little personal angle here. I was fortunate enough to play in the late 70s, early 80s at U of M.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman year, we went to the Rose Bowl, sophomore year, Gator Bowl, junior year, Rose Bowl. Senior year, Blue Bonnet Bowl. And my personal development as a player happened after the Ohio State game and before the bowl game, where the coaches had time to work with individuals and help them out. So I think if anybody's hurting here, it's the Notre Dame football players, because they're not getting that extra month of practice.
Mike, I could be wrong on this. I suspect that long-term Notre Dame's going to regret this decision, and any school that has a chance to play one more game is going to regret this decision. You know, unless a team doesn't feel like they're going to have enough players that want to play and feel the team. And maybe in the moment in time, I imagine through your disappointment, you're in a screw that kind of place. If they just had given it a couple of days, I wonder if they'd see things differently. They might not be happy about it, but it seems to me to be possibly very short-sighted here. And I could be wrong on this, but we all get into that screw it kind of place in our minds, and then after some time, you know, I'm not talking about football. I'm just talking about things in life where you say, that's it, I'm done. And then a few days later, you're like, okay, maybe not. And so, I don't know. I might be wrong on this, but we'll see.
Well, think over the course of a 3 or 4 year career, you're getting an extra 5, 6, 7 weeks a year. That's 28 weeks of additional practice that you get when you go to a bowl game. And they're done. They're going to school, maybe going to work out at the gym, but those players are done. And that's, I feel for those guys.
Yeah, you're right. And there might be players on that team that would want to play another game. Maybe in the moment it was unanimous. I don't know. I'm not following it that closely. I don't cover Notre Dame. But at the end of the day, we'll see how history treats this decision. But there are other schools that said no, too. Notre Dame's getting a ton of focus because they're Notre Dame, but they're not exclusive in this. But hey, man, look, there's a cut line somewhere. Gator told the story when one of the days he was in that he was in line to get autographs of Tiger players when he was a kid. And of course, there was a long, long, long line, and the autographs were supposed to be done at 4 or whatever. And he was next in line when they cut it off. There is a cut line for a reason. And when you are behind the cut line, just behind the cut line, it sucks. But there is a cut line for a reason. And in this particular instance, there were 10 spots, because the last two spots went to those group of five champions. So the first three spots were taken by conference champions. Then there's the two spots. So essentially there were 7 at-larges. And Notre Dame was the 8th of the at-larges. And the damage is done in the weeks leading up to it with the silly TV show that shouldn't even air telling Notre Dame, you're ahead of Miami, you're ahead of Miami, you're ahead of Miami. Even though they beat him. And head-to-head is an important thing. It's the most important thing. But if the two teams aren't close to each other, and like an example is Florida State beat Atlanta, but Florida State didn't deserve a spot in the college football playoffs. You have to make it matter. Miami, when it was all said and done, made the head-to-head matter. And because they got too close to each other. But, well, there's always going to be a cut line. There's always going to be bitching. If you, I mean, I guess the solution is just let everybody in. If you let everybody in, there's no cut line, and it's absurd, but you could let everybody in, I suppose, and just have play like 8-game regular seasons and massive college football postseasons. I don't know. We'll get to more of this. Mondays mean champ and chump, so get your champ and chump votes in. Here on the Carson Anderson program, who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? We'll talk a little bit more Lions as we move forward, as they got a massive game coming up on Sunday in L.A. against the Rams. Also, some Scuba reporting. Two different insiders with two different plans that they think the Detroit Lions, or Detroit Tigers rather, should follow with Tarek Skubal. Well, you will hear that in the noon hour as well. We got Kang's review of the Disney cruise in the noon hour as he is back with the wife and kids. All that to look forward to here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.